Billy Tipton was an entertainer, a saxophonist and pianist whose career held a secret of almost unbelievable scope. Through 5 wives and gigs and children and a long life, Billy Tipton hid the fact, says biographer Diane Wood Middlebrook, that he'd started his musical career as Dorothy Tipton way back in 1929 in Oklahoma at age 19.
Her first cross-dressing was described to me by 2 cousins who were present. She had had a hard time. She'd been very frustrated trying to get a job playing in a society band and decided to try out to play the saxophone in a swing band, and for that purpose knew she was going to have to look like a man. She, mm-hmm. So she just decided to put on men's clothes. And the cousins helped her tear up some sheets and pin her breasts down under these sheets, put on a jacket, put on a tie, slicked back her hair, picked up her saxophone, auditioned for the job, got the job, went on the road, came back with money in her pocket, and from then on, she had formed the character that was going to play the music, a character named Billy.
Well, right now, it's our turn to step over here alongside Billy Tipton, the piano player, and the George Mayer swing trio combination. Billy's going to sing If I Knew Then What I Know Now.
I knew then what I know now. If I knew then, you'd be here now.
For the next 4 decades, Billy Tipton played music throughout the West, but the greatest act of her life was passing as a man. Middlebrook has chronicled that life in her new book, Suits Me, The Double Life of Billy Tipton.
It is clear that Billy discovered in herself the ability to impersonate a man, and that this was valuable to her professionally because she was doing nightclub routines in which she did gigs and skits and vaudeville routines. But I believe she also tapped something deeper in herself. It may be that Billy had what we would call today a transgendered psyche, but that concept or that set of opportunities really didn't exist for her. And I was very interested in watching the way that she gradually came to absorb the male persona into every part of her life.
You have a wonderful line. You describe that as saying, he was the role, but she was the actor. She was the actor, was the role.
Yes. And the role, as you know, she conducted that role in intimate life, in sexual relationships that she had with a number of women who were convinced that Billy was actually a man.
Billy's wives and girlfriends, he had, these were marriages, or they were termed marriages by the show people, were always to women of the most stated sexuality. I mean, some of them were strippers and entertainers. The wife to whom he was married the longest, the stripper Kitty Kelly. These were sexy gals. How did they explain to you about their physical intimacy with Billy Tipton?
Well, I'll give you the short answer. One of them said to me, a woman who had been married to Billy for, 6 years, she said, honey, I can hardly wait to read your book. I thought it was a penis. So you may ask, how did that happen? And the answers are probably not very hard to figure out. They only made love in the dark. Billy wore bindings over his chest. He explained that he'd been hurt in a car accident. He also wore a jock strap under his boxer shorts, and wore these things to bed. Nor did the women particularly undress. That is, this was part of the conventions of their lovemaking. So because Billy was a skillful, I'll even say magician in this way, full of legerdemain, he was able to produce the effect of a male penetration of women who were immensely satisfied with their sex with him.
This does raise so many questions, Diane, doesn't it, about what gender is. Is it identified by the body or is it identified by the mind? Is sex the sex that we're born with or is sex the sex that we create?
Well, I stick to biological sex. To me, is a biological category. And when I talk about Billy's sex, I mean female. As far as we know, there may have been some sex ambiguity in Billy, too, but he was cremated, and we would never be able to find out about this.
You mean physical distinctions?
Physical, that is, reproductive capacities, hormonal levels, things of that kind that are biological groundings for what we then go on to call a gender identity, which is to say the way that we express our own personal sense of having a male or female sex. I think, for example, that Billy didn't approve of being a lesbian. He was probably like the rest of his family.
A bit homophobic, actually, and made fun of transvestites and told a joke saying, how many sexes are there? Three, male, female, and insects.
Yes, but isn't that insects a good one? Because your eye sees I-N-S-E-C-T-S, but the answer for your ear is that sex that's in between. That in fact there are fluid boundaries to gender identity. And Billy passed back and forth between masculine and feminine with great ease, even on stage. He would play little girls. He would play all kinds of roles on stage, but he was also playing the male actor that was playing the roles.
And the Billy Tipton Trio, one of the groups that he would form much later, really had a crack at making the big time, and then he chose to back off from that.
Yes, the plot of Billy's story is a rising arc until 1957, when Billy makes two records, gets a big recording contract. And from that time on, the star rises even faster. But about 2 years after the records were made, and when Billy was now getting really good jobs, offers in casinos in Reno, in Nevada, where a lot of new nightclubs were being built, all of a sudden, Billy surprises his trio members by telling them that he's going to take a job in a booking agency in Spokane, Washington, and go off the road and settle down in Spokane, Washington. And they are baffled. Spokane, Washington is nowhere. Nevada is where the action is. And there they've worked so hard to make it this far. And Billy is adamant. He doesn't explain himself. He just says that's what he wants to do, and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite sure that behind this decision, Billy must have been terrified. He must have been confronted by people who had known Billy as a cross-dresser in Oklahoma playing music, or perhaps just been encountered by people who saw through the disguise, were maybe more sophisticated at knowing what they were looking at. But in any case, Billy had succeeded so much. He was about to get recognition, and Billy couldn't afford recognition.
He took on another role then in his late 40s in Spokane that I think must have been one of the most challenging, and that was of committed husband and father raising three adopted sons.
Yes, he fell passionately in love with a stripper in a nightclub where he was working. He left his wife, Marianne, to take up with Kitty Kelly, the Irish Venus, who wanted more than anything else in life to go off stage and become a mom, a typical suburban 50s housewife. And Billy wanted to realize her dream for her. They got married. Billy told her that he couldn't have normal sex, and she had had a hysterectomy and could not have children herself, and also was phobic about being touched. So at this stage, Billy gives up being a sexual person and becomes a parent with Kitty. They adopt three children and raise them together very happily.
That marriage and act of parenthood was a happy one, as you say, for many, many years, but it did eventually break up, and he did eventually die in his son's company. And the discovery for all family members and former wives came after Billy Tipton's death at the age of, it was 74, right?
That's right.
You've talked to these people. Did they feel betrayed by Billy Tipton's enchantment of their lives?
Some of the people that I talked to, the former wives, looked back on it with a kind of amazement and surprise and embarrassment, but on the whole, felt generous toward Billy. I mean, they had loved him during a time in their lives when they were young, and it was fun, and they never found any harm in him. But I've just recently been in Spokane, where the family still lives, and spoken again to Billy's youngest son, William, who is still clearly in the state of shock and disbelief that he compared in his one of his interviews to the time when Mount St. Helens blew up. Suddenly, his life changed from one day to the next. An explosion happened when he stood and looked down at the nude body of his father and found that he was looking at a woman's body. So I think, though he too still loves Billy, I think you can say that the damage that Billy's masquerade did in this one case was profound and maybe the only harm Billy's whole life ever did.
Diane Wood Middlebrook, thank you very much for an absolutely compelling portrait.
And thank you, Jackie.
Diane Wood Middlebrook is the author of Suits Me, The Double Life of Billy Tipton.